Talking of processes, can you explain to me and to the listeners around the country this whole issue of forward contracts and the impact they have in this whole debate?
Well, one of the problems over the years is that the Forestry Tasmania, the government entity charged with managing public native forests, have always inflated estimates of sustained yield by counting in trees that were never in their production wood production zones, which means they've always had an inflated sense of what they think they can produce. And in order to try and make it a bit harder to allow public policy to deliver nature conservation outcomes, they signed 10-year contracts, which we know nothing about in terms of what the terms of those contracts are. They locked themselves into supplying a lot of wood, which makes it very difficult to get any kind of fair political outcome to a discussion about what should happen to an area of native forest, even when it's widely accepted that these native forests are of World Heritage value.